The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Report. I feel like a president. A report to the nation with Dudley Steffen and Jennifer Horne.
Fireside chat.
Yes, it is.
Need a little fire. After yesterday, with all the rain we had here, not much chance to be a fire. Man, some places along Long Island had almost a foot of rain yesterday afternoon.
It's Deep Island, not Summer. Long Island.
And Deep Island, yeah. The summer's worth of rain that came in one day, this record-setting storm that came across the Midwest, dumped a foot of water on parts of Long Island. Highways, as you can imagine, were completely closed. As a matter of fact, some of the roadways turned into streams. Just an unbelievable torrent of water. Global warming! Look at what's happening to our planet! Look at what's happening to our country! Look at what's happening! You're ruining our world, you people that drive the cars! Oh, horrible! Excuse me, hi.
You okay?
Yeah, there's a lot of rain here, I'll tell you that. Yesterday, where you were, Jennifer and Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horne on the West Coast.
No rain.
Another, but I think Ken was worried, though. He spotted a cloud.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Yeah, but it was false alarm.
Okay.
Spread the word. All right. Yeah. So let's see here. What is the essence of today all about? A lot of people talking about what's going on in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, where there seems to be a lot of clashing, a lot of slashing, a lot of upset, a lot of misinformation, blurry, messy, and violent. And that's the best way I can come up with it.
And what's being solved?
Not a thing. Thank you, Jennifer, for suggesting that. Nothing is better because of this race relation. Say it again, Doug. Race relations will not be better because of this. The strategy, it isn't even a strategy, it's just not thinking. The mindless violence that we seem to be so dramatically connected to. And some of the images, I don't know whether you've seen some of these pictures, some of the video that's come from there. I guess a couple of reporters have been hurt, getting too close to it. This is 4 days and four nights of this. Police firing smoke bombs, tear gas, people throwing Molotov cocktails where the police are. So this kind of racial unrest has marked our country's history since the Civil War. This kind of thing going on, the stupidity that comes from police being uninformed and untrained in how to deal with situations like this. I'm not saying that's what's going on in Ferguson, because I don't think anybody really knows what actually went on. There's lots of speculation, postulation. People who are witnesses say Michael Brown didn't do what the police said he did.
They said he said he had a gun or something like that.
Right, or he tried to get the policeman's gun. What he was guilty of was jaywalking or something, wasn't it? Wasn't it something silly or fool? What was
I'm not sure if we even
shot?
Officially know that.
That was the rumor, is that it was jaywalking.
Yeah.
Right. So what is all this violence about? Why was there a gun involved? Why did the police... Why is there a law against jaywalking? You want to get to the basics? How does jaywalking...
typically a ticket, right?
Well, in Los Angeles it is. Yeah. And I don't know. I've never seen anybody ticketed for jaywalking other than in Los Angeles.
Rich got taken to jail for jaywalking.
He did? Where?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. He'll tell you. He was drinking at the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's... that was why he was taken to jail, not because he was jaywalking.
Is he jay-stumbling?
Stopped. Yeah. It's just pretty surprising when you get right down to it. The parents of this kid have been hollering to anybody who would listen, stop the violence! The police won't identify the police officer, probably for good reason, given the violence that we've seen here the last 4 or 5 days and nights, the looting, the vandalism. There are some who are trying to quiet things down by holding a vigil for this young man. And I'm betting that most of the people participating in this stupidity have know the kid, don't have any connection other than they just want to make some noise. I saw signs of protesters holding up signs. The police have helicopters. They brought in all kinds of talent from outside of town. And then there are all these leaflets and pamphlets, CDs, Justice for Michael Brown buttons that are all over the place.
So is he the new Trayvon?
Well, could be. I mean, whatever happened with Trayvon? Was there ever really an acknowledgement or an understanding of what happened?
He said.
Right. And so Zimmerman is off away, gone someplace, and the community that he lived in still angry at him, the black community of whatever, I don't like that term, but those people who are black who live in that community, that town. But you see what this does. It just doesn't do anything. Will it make race relations better to have all this violence? No. Will a conversation about
it separates everybody further?
I'm just looking at all the, my God, this video after video after video of the smoke bombs and the police all over the place, bus stops blown up. It's I'm trying to remember whether I've ever driven through this town. I think I have. It's not unlike East St. Louis. Same sort of thing. Heavy black population. And they're not. And this is another thing that bothers me, I guess, to the core. Why it is that we have to, or the feeling is among blacks and among whites, that we have to have more black police officers because there are more blacks in the community because they understand it. It's like Hispanic. We've got to have more Hispanics in the community police force because they're the only ones who understand Hispanic. Huh? What kind of thinking brings you to that point? Or even if it's true, how does it get to be true? Why is it that blacks pay more attention to blacks?
It does not separate
whites?
Us further.
Right. Yeah. How's that better? Don't get it. All right, Kenny, you got any comments that you want to pass along that have come as a result of this violence to facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show?
Let me see. Laura says, how many more times will Americans tolerate unarmed people being shot and killed by police?
That's a good question. Why is there so much? Why do we shoot first and ask questions later? The police can say, well, he grabbed for my gun. How do you, I mean, there's more and more video now, so it's harder and harder for them to get away with it, for either perps or cops to get away with their foolishness. But what riles people up are continuing evidence. There are videos on top of videos. You mentioned Rodney King, go back to him, and how many dozens or how many hundreds of videos have existed since then of police being vile, the violence that has been perpetrated. Somebody's always got a camera. Somebody's got a way to get video. And I think there have been examples this year, a number of them, haven't there?
Mm-hmm.
Of police overreacting.
Everybody is watching. And
yeah.
You make one bad move. And that's why I actually feel sorry for the good cops, because, they're walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that this is
hard
one of
to
those
be a policeman.
Times,
no, I don't know that it is
hard.
Either. But, yeah, it is hard. But still, some of the bad cops make it hard for the many good cops.
Ruin it for the good ones.
Because there are too many bad cops that are untrained. I've maintained this forever and ever. Any police officers want to comment, help yourself. We need fewer police, not more. Better trained and better paid. That's what we need. We don't need a lot of flatfoot people walking around wasting time. The way that I talk about this in my own community, where we voted in 7 more police officers. For what? The town meeting, I'm a member of the town meeting, we voted for 7 more police officers. I didn't vote for them. But I wonder why. What are they doing? There's a policeman, wonderful guy.
Yes.
There's a wonderful, wonderful guy. He's a policeman in Framingham who is near retirement. He doesn't want to chase the bad guys, so he comes out to the farm every day. He spends 2-3 hours sometimes just watching the cows, talking to people over there. I mean, the farm's well protected. I'm happy to have a policeman there.
Doesn't
but he's not doing anything. Say again?
Don't you? Doesn't that annoy you that he's loitering on your farm?
No, he's a good guy. I like him. He's very, I'm happy to have him there. Somebody ran into somebody in the parking lot, and he was there, and he wrote it up. You know, that was okay. But, you know, there's nothing, there's not likely to be too much crime on the farm. But he doesn't want to really do anything, and nobody's checking on him. So I think that's what we're dealing with here. There's a lot of this brotherhood, this loyalty that is a part of the reality, and nobody wants to question. There's not enough authority to question that sort of thing. And I think there are too many people, again, all right, I've said enough. 888-302-3684, we'll deal with this in the next half hour a little bit more. 302-3684 with an 888 in front of it. Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com, Doug at DougStephan.com, Twitter at Good Day, Facebook.com/Good Day at 18 after the hour.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Hi, I'm Doug Stephan with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Introducing the Firestone Grocery Getter. With her new set of Firestone tires, she can't wait to run out of milk. Now she's taking legendary performance straight to soccer practice. The ride's so quiet, you can hear your teenage daughter whispering about you all the way in the back row. When you make your car a Firestone, it's not just a minivan, it's mini-fantastic. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our anniversary sale, August 15th through the 18th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
302-3684. George, quick comment from Evansville, Indiana. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I found out lately in the last 10 years about 7 out of the 10 police officers they've been hiring are rude, arrogant. They have got a chip on their shoulder.
There are a lot of police who are poorly trained. That's why I said what I did. I think you're right. I don't know if it's 7 out of 10, but even 1 out of 10, even 1 out of 100 is too much. We can't afford to have bad police officers. Daryl in Pineville, Louisiana, your thoughts on Good Day.
Hey, I've seen pictures, you know, videos of these people breaking into businesses and carrying out, you know, as much as their arms can carry and stuff.
Yeah.
And
right.
I'd like to know, I mean, I understand you feel like there's some injustice done if anybody's shot and killed, especially somebody unarmed and nobody knows the details. But even if that's, even if this kid was just walking and not.
What does this do? What does the looting do to help the situation? Nothing.
Makes it worse.
Thank you.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So, apparently last night, a video for Michael Jackson's single, A Place With No Name, was released. The first to be featured as a part of a tweet, not as a link, leading to an off-site page. And what happens there, Kenny, those who are moonwalking bands?
Right? It's like it's embedded in the tweet.
Really?
So you can't copy it or anything, but within minutes of it being posted, it was retweeted by 11,000 people.
Wow.
So you're not supposed to be able to retweet it, but you can.
You can retweet it, but you can't copy it. You couldn't, like, copy it and put it on your page. That's why it's not the video of the day today.
Ah.
Because we couldn't take it and put it there. Right.
Right. All right. Otherwise, it would be. So consider this video of the day B. But you have to work at it a little bit by going to what Twitter location?
You have to go to Michael Jackson's official Twitter page.
Ah, which is what?
At Michael Jackson.
Yeah, okay. At Michael Jackson, like we are at Good Day. You go to Michael Jackson. Our video of the day, by the way, today, speaking of that, features a street musician known as the Pipe Guy. Rocks an outdoor mall in Australia with his instrument. It's a series of PVC pipes, which he plays with a pair of flip-flops. I'll give you that little bit of that audio later on. Meanwhile, speaking of audio, late-night shows in the focus now with some jokes or attempts at humor by Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers.
After attacking President Obama's foreign policy, Hillary Clinton now says she wants to hug it out. Yeah, when he heard this, Bill Clinton told the president, "Take it from me, you're not going to get any more than that."
Both the Obamas and the Clintons attended the same party in Martha's Vineyard tonight. Although it got awkward when Bill was like, "Where's the bow with all the keys?" I'll start first. It's Carly Simon here. It's actually been a little... There's actually been a little tension between President Obama and Hillary Clinton this week. In fact, Hillary called Obama yesterday to say that she wasn't trying to attack him when she called his foreign policy too weak. That she was like you were going to do anything about it.
The Donald Sterling saga, that seems like it's been going on forever, is almost over. This week, Steve Ballmer bought the Los Angeles Clippers from Donald Sterling for $2 billion. Ballmer graduated magna cum laude from Harvard. He's been the CEO of Microsoft for 14 years, and he lives in Seattle. Finally, an owner who understands black people. Finally.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
It means that they wanted someone who understood the plights of the black person.
Wow, what is
making a joke that since he lives in Seattle, which, you know.
White.
Right.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Funnier exactly. When it's explained to you, right?
Why didn't I get that the first time around? They didn't find that funny at all. But then oftentimes, it's hard to amuse me.
Sometimes humor's lost on you, Dougie.
Yes. However, you're someone who brings out the best in me when it comes to thinking about things that are funny, because you are genuinely funny. There's a difference between those who are genuinely funny and those who try to be funny.
You're sweet.
Who work at it. And I don't know that that wasn't the case with Robin Williams. There, another controversial. I don't know that he always... And people expect someone like that to always be funny. And guess what?
Always on.
You're not always on. You're not always going to be funny. Doesn't work that way. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, on this, the 40th anniversary of his resignation, how does Richard Nixon's Watergate reverberate still in today's politics?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Given that this is the 40th year since Nixon's resignation over Watergate and Rick Perlstein's book about it, how does the scandal of Watergate reverberate still in today's politics?
I think obviously it changed the dynamic somewhat between the public and the presidency and the media, the press, and the White House as well. I think that prior to Nixon, you had a fairly deferential media concerning the White House. Afterwards, not so much. But in many ways, I think things haven't really changed. There might not be the kind of florid corruption and, you know, slush funds and stuff that Nixon had, but that kind of behavior has just been legalized now. Now we have PACs.
I think Brother Reagan largely had it right. The end of the innocence of the press corps and the president of the United States forever changed then. I mean, you can look at JFK and his infidelities and his infirmities. You can look at FDR and, of course, the braces that he had on his legs and the fact that they raised the Oval Office desk, the Resolute desk, to hide those from the American people. And I think the focus has changed. So now it's no longer just looking at the actions of one particular actor at the President of the United States, but now we're looking at political action committees, super PACs, the way that money has influenced the political process has corrupted.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We take a walk.
Yes, we do.
The sun is shining down.
It will today.
Burns my feet as they touch the ground.
No violence here. This is a no violence zone. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. There's a new survey by Safe Kids Worldwide, which is a nonprofit advocacy group, finds an alarming gap in what's being done to keep young athletes safe, whether it's playing sports from the scholastic or intramural team to, you know, you have the official team for the high school or the college. Actually, the results of this survey show 1 in 4 young athletes said it's normal to commit hard fouls and play rough to send a message to the other members of the other team.
I think that's very common.
42% of players reported having hidden or downplayed an injury during a game so they could keep playing in the spirit of the team. What kind of sick thinking is that? What are we teaching?
It's a team mentality.
Well, if so, is that good?
I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that they can
really
be doing.
To play while you're hurt or to push kids into playing while they are injured.
Well, look at you, Dougie. I mean, look at me. I had 2 hours of sleep last night. Okay.
She's
so I'm
taking
not hurt.
One for the team.
But I'm still here, and, and I'm trying to do my best. I sound a little loud this morning, so I apologize. But the same thing with you. Think about when you, I mean, gosh, you were on the air the day after Charlotte had her accident. Because why?
This is my deal. It's your passion.
It's your
but
livelihood.
It's not, okay. That's
we're
a
your
good
family.
Argument. Good argument.
Thank you.
However,
and that's on 2 hours of sleep.
That's a good argument, but
write it down.
I'm not causing you physical harm, and being here doesn't cause me. I mean, you could say, well, I haven't had any sleep, so I need to go back to sleep. It hurts my body not to get enough sleep. And maybe that's an argument that you could correlatively make.
Thank you for coming up with that. Yes.
Yeah, but the other side of it is, why? What is there that instills, even if it's that, if you use that example, what is there? You're helping the team at your own expense.
I know. Why am I? I'm going back to sleep. Because you make a commitment to a group of people. I make a commitment to you to be here when I say I'm going to be here. Mm-hmm. They make a commitment to play with the team, to give it their all. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not saying it's the wisest thing to play or try to play with a concussion or whatever, but I'm saying it's not the worst thing in the world these kids could be doing. The fact that we're teaching them to work for the good, the greater good of a group, is actually not a bad lesson to learn in life.
I don't dispute that, except the physical injury part of it goes too far, takes it too far. 888-302-3684. What say you? Ken? You can be you here. You can be you.
I understand both sides. I have a lot of concerns about professional sports and about kids playing them and trying to play them on a professional level, what they see on TV, and being encouraged to do that kind of thing. That bothers me a lot, but I understand the value of playing for a team and not letting your team down.
I mean, so often I think the lessons that young people are learning right now from society, from school, from whatever, is if your needs are met, then you're okay. You know, if you feel happy, if you want something, you should just go out and take it. If you want something, if it hurts your feelings, it's always about the individual. And I think that the one thing that team sports do, and I don't want to take it away from them, is that they actually teach people how to function in a small society, you know, and it's not always about you. It's about your advancing directives. Now, am I making this a bigger deal than a high school football game? Absolutely. But there's a good lesson to be learned. I don't think we should take it away. Do I think you should be playing if your ear's falling off? No, you should probably go to the doctor at that point, you know.
So, but some of the things can't be seen.
Right.
We all are witness to what's happening to people who played high school, college, professional sports, especially soccer and football, hockey, what's happening to them later in their lives. So I think maybe that's more important.
Now, the great thing about hockey players, there is a good lesson to learn there, too, for the greater good of the team. And that is that they make their injuries look worse so that they can try to get the other team to go in the penalty box.
Yeah.
So you don't have to necessarily worry in hockey. They're
Great thinking.
Yeah.
So how does this sort of mentality get carried forward to things like what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri? These people who have come together as a team, in a manner of speaking. Mm-hmm. The team on one side of the police, team on the other side, are those who are agitating and trying to stir things up. That's a team. There are teams on both sides. So how far do you go with that? Is that...
I think you have to look at how you're advancing the greater good. And I don't think in this case, either side are doing themselves favors.
But they think they are.
Maybe they do. But do they? I mean, really, if you're thinking it through, are they advancing the greater good by going into
stores
and stealing shoes?
The police think that they're doing this for the team and the others who are...
They're trying to protect their team member.
Yeah, right.
And it's understandable that they would want to do that until it's a clear idea of what went down.
888-302-3684. Brent's in Maryland. Hi, Brent.
How you doing, bud?
Well, and you, sir?
Watching the sun come up.
Good for you. All right, so you're a youth sports coach. Did you coach?
I'm retired now, but I have been for many, many years.
Yeah? And this suggestion in this survey that all these young people are committing, playing rougher than what they might normally do because they're trying to, in the spirit of the team, win at all costs. What did you teach the people that you were coaching?
Well, I started playing football. We had a helmet with no face mask. That's how old I am.
There you go.
And as it got on in years, we got better equipment. We got gel-type helmets. We had mouthpieces. We had different kinds of pads, lighter weight, more protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you play sports when you were a kid?
I did.
What'd you play?
I actually played a little bit of football. I played a lot of baseball. I was very good, if I do say so myself, in track. I was a good short runner. I could do the 100 pretty much faster than anybody else.
Didn't you ever get hurt?
Yep, I did.
Okay, did you play?
Did I keep playing?
Yeah.
No. I didn't know any better, but I didn't. When I got hurt in track, I got hurt fairly. It wasn't horribly serious, but it was enough to knock me out for a couple of meets, and I stayed out. I didn't.
Well, I've coached hundreds of kids.
Yep.
I never had one kid get hurt so bad I had to haul them off in an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
But conditioning has a lot to do with it.
Yes.
Paying attention how to play the sport and playing it correctly so you don't get hurt.
No question.
But sometimes you've got to take a lump.
I dispute that. I'm just concerned about those who go so far. We've heard all the stories, Brent. You have, I have, we've all heard these stories that have come out of the NFL about how they dope up the players to mask broken arms to keep them playing or other injuries.
They don't dope them up.
Well,
I play professional football, too.
No.
They don't dope them up.
They don't dope up the professionals?
No.
Gee, so why are they saying that, then?
They couldn't play if they did.
Well, that didn't come across. But your experience is a good one, and I appreciate your input. Thank you. Let me get something from Mike in Alexandria, Louisiana on Good Day. Hi, Mike.
Yes, sir. How you doing? I enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I wanted to comment about the injuries that you are talking about, where they're pushing them on through. I think that the other side of that is that I think the kids nowadays are kind of wrapped in bubble wrap a little bit too much, and they have lost some of their aggression or even toughness as, you know, as a whole. And I think that it's okay to push a kid past his, what he thinks is, are his limits at a certain degree. Now, if he's got a major head problem, then no, but I think it's okay to push kids to go further because I think it'll, you know, benefit them later on in life.
What did it do for you? What, as a kid being pushed, what did it do for you as you went into adulthood?
It showed that if you don't give up and you keep on going, that you can accomplish some things, and it's better to try and not succeed than not try at all.
I don't disagree. As a matter of fact, why would I do a double negative? I do agree with you that children today have become, I love that expression, bubble wrap.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody gets a trophy. It's nonsense. And then kids don't know how to really deal with stuff. You try pulling that with somebody and then having them become successful on Wall Street, getting that pit in the stock exchange. You think that sort of training is going to teach somebody how to be successful in that arena, or try your own business, or what goes on in relationships. I mean,
I think if you push it too far, like nowadays, like, okay, so now they're really focused on the concussions in the NFL, and I get all that, and yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But I think, where do you draw the line? Pretty soon it's going to be a hangnail so the guy can't run football anymore. And he goes into life later on in life, and I'm like, well, I'm having a bad day, so I'm going to go sit down for a little while. In fact, I was in the military, and to put it in perspective this way, they had it where they had these stress cards later on after I went through basic training where if the drill sergeant was too hard on you, that you got to sit down, from what I understand. And those three guys that I was active duty with that went through that basic training didn't make it through active duty.
Right, because the Taliban isn't going to care if you're stressed out.
Exactly.
They're going to kill you.
The Taliban doesn't care if you have a headache or something.
No.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. See, I love different points of view. I don't agree about football, and I've said this on the air. If you're a parent, you let your kid play football, you're irresponsible. But there are things that need to be done there's a happy medium here someplace, and we got to find it if we can. Eddie is on St. John's in the Virgin Islands. Hi, Eddie. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, sir. What about you? Tell me what you're thinking.
Well, I'm doing great. Well, in the first place, the games of rugby, soccer, and football were designated for our college boys who were going to become our Army and military officers. They had to keep them in shape, and part of that being in shape was having to endure and inflict pain. So I started being coached in 1946. All of my coaches were Army and service veterans, and they let us know that you had to be tough. You had to knock the other guy out, knock him down, and if he knocked you out and down, you had to get up and keep on going. That's the attitude that we want in our military people at the time. That's what we need.
So let me understand this. What you're suggesting is that your experience is that you were prepared for going into the service by being in an athletic event or in an athletic team and atmosphere that taught you to be tough so you'd be a better soldier. That was what you were told as a kid going through high school? Is that, do I hear that from you?
That was,
That's what the games were invented for, to keep our young prospective future officers in.
Never heard that before. Anybody else ever hear that before?
Mm-mm.
No, that's fascinating. That is fascinating. Eddie, thank you for sharing that with us. That is fascinating. I didn't know that at all.
Yep.
Who else knows that? 888-302-3684. Let me tell you what I do know.
Tell us what you do know, Dougie.
The last couple of days, I have been... This is talking about the culture of injury. If Richie were here, he would tell you how dangerous it is on the farm. And I'm not sure
you
that
do.
I would
argue. I have... bumped your head more than probably most football players have.
Well, I have... I've endured, and I've survived, and I thrive, in fact, on the farm because it's something that I love. Do I always come out of it ahead of the game? No. And this week is a pretty good example.
Pun intended with
no,
ahead.
Right. No. When I fell off the truck a couple of months ago and separated my shoulder, I went to the chiropractor last night. He said, well, you're pretty much there. You're back. You got 75-80% of the mobility. I mean, there's still times when I hurt a little bit. And then there's my back that I pulled out, or I pulled a muscle in my back, which I do every year about this time. For whatever the reason, I pick up something the wrong way, and then I have to be, I'm strapped up now with a sort of a girdle and take some Motrin or whatever it is. Yeah, isn't it hot? Yeah, it's lovely.
A Doug girdle?
Yeah. And what I've discovered this year that I didn't know last year, this Therma 4 device that you can check out at Therma 4, it's Therma, T-H-E-R-M-A, number 4.com. You will see there how, and I've just figured this out. Meredith and I just figured it out the other night and applied it to my shoulder and my back. There's a cold and a hot to this. There's a cold and a hot that makes this such a desirable way in terms of icing. For example.
Yeah, because they always say to do cold and then heat. And you know how hard that is to go back and forth?
Oh, yeah. Well, but it's messy. You put the ice packs and they start to melt. And so you're treating these strains and sprains. And it's messy. It's sometimes, I would tell you, because Meredith put bags of peas on my shoulder the first couple of days after I threw my shoulder out, I think that helped it heal faster. And I wish I'd have had one of these thermophores at that point because I think it would have helped me and not been so messy. So, rolling away the pain of strain and sprain, no drugs, no surgery, and no mess. That's what Therma 4 is all about. It was invented by one of the country's top sports doctors. It helps you recover faster. Your injuries will be less of a hassle. It's sort of following up on all of these things that we've been talking about here for the past, 13, 14 minutes. Here's a way for you if you feel like you must keep your children in the game and they come home with strains and sprains. Use Therma 4 to take care of the pain. And to also, not just, doesn't cover up the pain, it deals with fixing the problem. Therma 4. Used by players and trainers, in professional sport all around the country. Endorsed by the NBA Trainers Association, for example. That's what they're using to train their athletes, to keep them in shape. And now, because you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get 50% off the price of a Therma 4 by visiting therma4.com. T-H-E-R-M-A, number 4.com. Believe me, this is worth the trip to the website, and I'll make it more worth your while because if you use my code Doug50, D-O-U-G, the number 50, you'll get 50% off the cost of the Therma 4. Right now, do it as you prepare your youngsters for the fall athletic season, or maybe you are involved in athletics. This is a way to get rid of the sprains, the strains, the pain. Therma4.com. Use the code Doug50.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and join at staples.com/make-roar-happen.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789. And prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Here we go in Tech Talk time, a Tech Talk moment or two. Matter of fact, there are three items of interest here, so let's get at the first one, which will feature our tech reporter, Shelley Palmer, who's going to talk with you about the LG G3 phone's newest and best features. LG G3 has a camera, and Shelley thinks it's cool, and he'll explain why in just a moment right here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. There are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. I got a price match guarantee.
How much?
110%.
On what?
All the things I buy the most.
What?
All right. We got to end this commercial.
What?
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. If you find a lower price on a new identical item, show the lower price at checkout, and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. Ends 9/7. See store or staples.com for full details.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, LG's newest flagship phone, the LG G3, is one of the best Android phones on the market today. And it's the phone I personally carry. One of the G3's best features is its camera. My daughter likes to say her camera is her primary smartphone. If this describes you, the LG G3 is the right phone for you. The G3 comes with a laser autofocus camera where a tap on the screen focuses and takes a picture at the same time. That makes capturing perfect moments pretty easy. For selfie fanatics, LG's added a couple of awesome features. The front-facing camera now has gesture recognition, so you can take hands-free selfies whenever you want. The G3 also has a selfie flash feature that turns the screen white to illuminate your face in low-light situations. Perfect for taking beautiful selfies in a dark restaurant. If you want an awesome phone with an awesome camera, the LG G3 is something you should look at. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Welcome to Boost Mobile. What can I get for you today?
What are your options?
Well, you can pick a phone and get a plan starting at just $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data.
How much is the plan for this smartphone?
$40 a month.
What about the plan for that one with the huge screen?
Yeah, that one also is $40 a month.
How much is the plan with that shiny gold phone? It's got to be like, what, $1,000, right?
Wrong. No matter which phone you choose, our plan starts at $40 a month.
But what about...
Pick the phone you want on the plan you want. Unlimited talk, text, and data starting at only $40 a month. And right now, you can get a free phone or $100 off a new phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Boost Mobile. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes a month of high-speed data. Video streaming may be limited to 3G speeds. Free phone or $100 off promotion valid until 9/30/14. Only at participating dealers in select markets. While supplies last and only for new monthly activations supporting from non-Sprint-related carriers and payment of first month service. Free phone limited to select models. $100 credit applied towards purchase of new phone. Excludes taxes, offer, and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
All right, so here we have a situation. Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda, suspending her social media accounts after getting a series of negative comments about her father and her refusal to post family pictures. Another negative influence from fools who are so self-centered.
Yep.
This is the kind of way, this is how they have been brought up to respond to something like this. I want more pictures of your dad. Why won't you do it?
You know, and grieving is hard enough. You let people do it the way they need to do it. And unfortunately, I think social media can show how supportive there are. You know, there's a lot of support out there, but at the same time, it shows you the ugliness.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com asks, if you try to communicate with celebrities using your social media, A, yes, and some have responded to me. B, yes, but none have answered me. C, not yet, but I think about it a lot. D, no, I don't think any of them really talk to regular people. E, no, I don't care about making or talking to celebrities. I have a number of, and I'm not sophisticated here, but Facebook friends who are so-called celebrities. It's kind of fun to have maybe a little, I don't do much on Facebook anyway, on my own. A lot of the comments that come back and forth are collected from us here on the program.
And I need to break it to you, most celebrities don't either.
Yeah. No, I think it's people on...
They have people doing it for them.
Right.
I mean,
people
some do it themselves, and you can tell, but there's a don't.
Right. But this sort of thing where people attack this poor person, this woman, I don't even know how old she is, but it doesn't make any difference.
25 or something.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.